standing in the rain with his head hung low. Couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene.
Knew it was coming. Needed to get that out. I had to hold that in my house of sleeping angels last night. Couldn't get it out until just now. It feels so good, so cathartic. Welcome to the program, everybody. Bennon Woods, 97.3, The Fan. Just phenomenal to be here with you this morning. I'm Woodsy. That's Paul Reindel, the executive producer. Good morning, Paulie.
Good morning.
Benjamin Higgins, your friendly neighborhood sports anchor. Mr. Glass Half Full joins us as well. How's your glass? Overfloweth, doesn't it?
Even my glass had started to get down to the quarter level at some point.
There's like a swallow left.
Yeah, there's just not a lot in this glass tonight. I am going to really have to savor those last drops because that ain't half full anymore.
You know, like when you're laying in bed and you have a water bottle or something next to you, you're like, there's literally a swallow in that. I'm going to savor that thing till maybe I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and I need a pull off of it. I'm not getting out of bed to go fill it with delicious mineral enhanced eco water. I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to wait. Holy crap, you guys. What a game last night. I
love because we have people waking up in the chat who probably set their alarm for 6 o'clock, who went to bed at maybe at 8:45, 9 last night, not having any idea what we are talking about right now.
It is the San Diego Padres. I can't stand you guys sometimes. Holy cow! I mean, it's that love like you have for your kids. You're just like, I love you so much, but you are the worst. You're the worst. Like, just one of those games, man. I'll never forget that game. One of the best games I've ever watched. Period. The end. The range of emotions that I felt, Ben, you'd be very proud of me. I could have gotten us in a severe amount of, I would have gotten a stern talking to from our boss, Adam Klug, for what I wanted to tweet last night down 8-0.
I think we should just issue a complete forgiveness like the Pope can do.
Yeah.
Just
like a
papal forgiveness to everyone who tweeted something mean on social media last night when it was 8-0, that gave up on the season, that said, it's all over, I can't believe this team. You're forgiven. We're all just moving on and enjoying the 9-run comeback last night to beat the Cubs 9-8. Because, yes, that is exactly what happened. Padres scored 7 runs in the 6th inning, and then Fernando Tatis Jr. hit the go-ahead 2-run home run with 2 outs in the bottom of the 8th. And then Robert Suarez came in and, as Wood said, just uncorked the hardest fastballs he could on every pitch in the 9th inning to lock down the save.
My man walked out to the mound, just unzipped his pants, and was like, here it is. Here's 14 of them. Here it is. Hit it. No nibbling.
They always say, oh, yeah, big league hitters, they can hit a fastball. They're ready. They can catch up to that. No, they couldn't.
Dude, no nibbling. No, oh, I'm going to paint this. Ooh, let me try to fool him here. Just, here it is. Here's 14 of them. Do your worst. I got goosebumps thinking about it, man. Watching that last K, I got up. I had 2 kids asleep. My wife dead asleep next to me. I got out of bed and was doing this.
Screaming silently.
The silent scream and the fist pumps. I did get a touch emotional when Tatis hit that home run. It was just like, I can't, everybody knows how much they needed that win. And everybody knows how much the fan base needed that win. I don't know how much it's going to change. I'd certainly love for this to be the game that you look to and say, man, this is when they said, we believe. And when the city said, we believe. Those weird things happen in sports. Rarely 13 games into a season, right? Like, I don't think they're going to rip off 30 games, 30 wins in a row. It'd be awesome if they did. But, man, just to know you can be out, you know, down but not out was pretty cool. We just have not seen that from these guys,
yeah,
man.
I'm the first one who's going to say don't make too much of one game,
for sure.
However great or however bad it is. But there's a real thing, a cloud that's been hanging over this team since last season. And if anything can kind of push a cloud like that away, it's a game like last night. It's a confidence builder, no doubt about it. You had some guys who really needed to have big swings, like Xander Bogaerts come through.
Hassan Kim.
And Tatis doing what he did, having your star actually deliver in a moment where it looked like it was going to be one of those, man, they fought back so far, and they got to 8-7, and then they got some bad luck in the seventh where they had two walks and runners on, and they scorched two balls
yep.
and right into gloves. It's like, we know how this is going to end. They're going to lose this, aren't they? They're going to fight all the way back, and they're going to lose it 8-7. To come through with the two outs is something we didn't see last year. We saw it reminded me of Juan Soto nearly hitting the grand slam.
Oh, and I my thought, God, oh, man. Yeah.
Tatis's ball, it's going to die. It's a warning track, right? They're going to jump over the wall and bring it back. But they didn't. It wasn't his longest home run ever.
Nope.
But it got over the fence this time. And that's all that matters. And that is going to be, I think, a confidence boost of sorts for the team. Now, they are going to have to follow it up.
They
can't simply roll in today and just assume, now we're good. They're going to have to follow it up. But for today, let's all just enjoy what happened last night.
I don't know. Yeah, you absolutely have to. I'm watching. I mean, it's on my Twitter feed, and it's just playing on a loop. The last strikeout from Suarez, they pan to Tatis, and Wright flips his hat around and gives the biggest, like, guttural, primal scream. He was so happy, and all the guys there waiting for him. It was such a team effort, though. I mean, it was such a team effort. You can't start off this show without lauding the at-bat from Jacob Cronenworth. Good Lord Almighty. Down 8-0. How many pitches? 10?
Nine pitch at-bat, including a foul home run, and then a couple of fouled off pitches with two strikes just to keep the at-bat going. The kind of at-bat you see someone grinding like late in the season when they're trying to make the playoffs or in a playoff game. But down 8-0, to see, you know, that kind of commitment to that at bat, and I get they're professionals; they should all be treating every at bat like that. But be honest, it doesn't happen.
It didn't, even in this game, even in yesterday's game, they didn't treat every at bat like that. Not everybody on the team, certainly, and that's I think what really, really made me. I was very, very pissed and pissy and fussy about halfway through that game. What I saw from them, I said, you're giving up, dude. I'm watching you give up. Like, that sucks.
That started the 7-run rally in the sixth. And then you had the just bizarre moment where the Padres then got aggressive. And that was the first of four straight pitches that were hits for the
so
Padres.
Cool.
I think they ruled Manny's an error, but he scorched,
he scorched one
in the
right
hole
now.
Past Dansby Swanson. I would have given it a hit. And then you had Profar, who got moved up in the lineup, scorched one on the next pitch. And then Hassan Kim hit a triple into the gap on the next pitch. And literally, it went from 8-0, and you're feeling like, this game is so over. I mean, why don't you go to sleep? And then it was 8-4 with a runner at third base and nobody out. And you're thinking, okay, all of a sudden, this absolutely is a game.
Yeah,
again.
We cut it now.
Yeah, if I was a Cubs fan, all of a sudden I am very nervous at this. And as you can tell, with good reason, they would have been nervous.
Yeah, man, it was that AB from Crony should coaches should show their high school kids, should show their little leaguers, should show their, I don't know, if you have like an adult ball team that's maybe scuffling right now, you show them. That's what you do. You fight and you fight and you fight and you fight and you don't give in. And it was just impressive, and especially, you know, the score and all that. But you can't say enough good things about last night's game. It was so much fun to be a part of. I'm so glad I stayed up. I had considered throwing in the towel for my mental health at 8-0. I just didn't like what I was seeing. You know what, man? Like, you can get down. You can get down. You can just get beat, and that happens. You get your ass kicked sometimes. It's like, all right, well, we got our ass kicked. But, man, some of the stuff I saw early, it's tough, too. Yu Darvish comes out of the gate, and you're like, woo, all right. He's got his good stuff tonight. Crisp as hell.
I'm curious. I'm curious. You just said a lot of the stuff I saw early, it made you upset, made you angry, saw some of the texts. It wasn't great. Does the fact that they won completely erase all of that, or does that still linger at least? Is that still somewhat of a red flag? Maybe not a red flag, like an orange flag.
Yeah, like a yellow warning flag.
That's still not okay. You still can't go down 8-0.
Well, that,
like,
you know,
you can't pitch like that. You can't do that. You can't have that approach.
It's one thing.
Or does it? It doesn't matter because they won.
It's one thing for a veteran guy like Yu Darvish to not be able to find his release point, be spiking balls, walking guys, giving up knocks. Yeah, got good hitters. They're big league hitters. They're going to get knocks. Fine. Like, what bothered me, I'll tell you, it goes back to, I think, the fourth inning. It was Xander Bogaerts. And it was a 2-0 pitch. And I don't know if there were any outs. 2-0 pitch. And you're down at this point 4-0. It was a 2-0 pitch. And it was a slider on the outside corner. And he just wet news. Look at Matt Carpenter. Just wet newspaper to ground, lazy ground ball that he's out. My blood pressure went through the roof. My ears started to burn. And I'm like, bro, on what planet is that an okay 2-0 hack? 2-0 hack is time to rip, time to find a gap. I got to get on bait. And it was, and at that point I go, oh, you guys are just done. You're ready to go home. You're ready to take it to the house. And that's the one that I was infuriated by that at bat. I really was. That does not make it okay. Did he come through later? Yes, he came through later. Was I surprised that he came through later? Yes, the way he's been swinging the bat right now. He totally redeemed himself for that horrible, horrible give up of an AB. Yu Darvish, I don't know what the hell happened from the first to the second. I did feel like, and I do feel like with you, Ben, and answer me this. Does he sometimes just lose the plot because he tries to do too many things? I'm like, throw your fastball, establish your fastball. He's spinning it this way. Everything's hanging. Like, it was a bad outing.
It was such a weird outing for Yu Darvish because he retired the side in the first on, I think, eight or nine pitches, got two quick outs in the second, and you're going, he is on cruise control.
And then the two-out nightmares.
And
man.
Then he gave up the two-out double. And then I think it was the next batter where he went to a full count and he threw a pitch that lit up the zone right at the knees and he didn't get the call. And then he got, well, release point got away and he nicked a guy. And all of a sudden now the bases are loaded and he goes full on Ian Happ, who's been red hot to start the season. And he spun one. He got to throw a strike there. He spun one up. Now it's 2-0. And then Bellinger makes it 4-0. It just got away really
so
quickly
fast,
there,
man.
And to me, you almost kind of throw that out the window just a little bit. Then he came back and threw a good third inning, but at that point, his pitch count was so high, Mike Schilt decided, let's not tax any more of Yu Darvish's innings. Let's go to Avila, and then Avila gives up four, and you're going, okay, the game's over. You do have to credit Pedro Avila, though, for if he doesn't pitch the next two innings, the fifth and the sixth, and keep it at 8, which seems weird, like,
but what is he that struck out the side of the six? Like,
but the actual value right there of keeping it at 8 for two innings after you just gave up 4 and you couldn't seemingly throw a strike. They don't win the game unless he does that.
Yep.
If he lets it get any further away, they don't win that game. And you never know where that value comes in. And that's why, you know, coaches will always say, hey, doesn't matter what the score is. You battle every at bat, whether you're a pitcher or a hitter. You never know when things are going to change and go a different direction. And they did for the Padres last night.
Yeah, they really did. It was so cool to see. A total team effort. It really was. I know Manny's still searching right now. He's still searching. That's unquestioned. Like, he is absolutely fighting it. There's something missing in his swing. In his first AB, he had a chance to do some major, major damage. What's the pitcher's name? Assad?
Javier Assad.
I mean, this dude literally hangs like a 2-1 splitter, slider, something. And it was up in the zone. And I went, oh, you're dead. And Manny swung right through it. And I went, ooh, all right. He's not seeing it. There's something amiss with Manny. He just missed a fastball later in the game with a runner on. So Maybe he's coming around. He did smoke that ball, like you said, under Dansby Swanson's glove. Maybe he's coming around a little bit, but it's weird to have a score 9 unanswered runs and him not do anything, really. He did, like you said, he did get on. They did call it an error. But yeah, I mean, the other guys, bro, Jackson Merrill's ABs late, spectacular. Eggy Rosario working a walk, which was huge. Like, it was pretty awesome.
All right, I know that that many of you threw in the towel last night.
Yeah.
At 8-0. Including someone in this room.
"'Twas not me."
We'll get to that coming up.
What, am I in trouble?
No, you're not in trouble. I've already issued forgiveness to everybody.
It's okay.
But I am,
it's okay.
I am curious to hear the stories out there.
Yeah, I am too.
Of not necessarily,
I was close, not necessarily
why you threw in the towel. Everyone understands why you threw in the towel. I want to know how you found out that they won. Did someone send you a text? Did it happen this morning when you woke up and turned on Ben and Woods and heard Woods screaming for some reason?
How'd you get that out?
What's going on? Did you wake up in the middle of the night and look at your phone? How did you find out that the game went a different way than you expected it to? We get to that. It should be a good show this morning. Jesse Agler will join us at 8:35, but we're just talking Padres. Can't wait for his calls on the wrap-up here at 6:35. We're already into it. There's no foreplay. There's no setting the menu. We're already eating this morning with Ben and Woods. Let's check traffic with Kelly on 97.3 The Fan. We'll be right back.
I was about to get on the night train last night, man. I was this close to just going into the kitchen and pouring, and it wasn't going to be night train. I could do a little bit better than that, but I was about to go in the kitchen and pour myself a nice tall Makers and water and just go, what are we doing here, these guys, man? It was unbelievable. An unbelievable night at Petco Park. Oh, happy birthday, Petco Park, by the way. It's one way to ring in your birthday with a phenomenal come-from-behind victory.
I was, so it was 8-0, and then the Padres score their 7 in a row. And I didn't get a text from either one of you, so I just texted the thread. And
I couldn't move.
Checking to see if either of you are awake, because it's 8-7 now, and I didn't get a response for a few minutes, and then
I wrote, yup.
Yup, I got from Woods.
I couldn't move. I was frozen solid.
But when I got nothing from Paulie after, 10, 15 minutes, I realized, he's in bed. And Paulie gets up very early, probably made the responsible, smart decision to go to bed, turn it in, and be ready to go for our show in the morning.
I have a bedtime. And when you're down 8-0, I really don't care what happens after that.
You have cut into my bedtime.
You're not going to affect my mood. You're not going to affect my beauty sleep.
You're not going to get me.
I'm going to be well rested for work in the morning.
Yep.
Like, I mean, if they're up 8-0, I would have gone to sleep as well.
Yeah, I almost tweeted last night when it was 8-0. I don't know what this is in me that needs to continue to watch this. And it's, you covered the team. Fine. I could easily, if they lost 8-0 or 12-0, I could have easily come in and say, I watched till it was 8-0 and I went to bed, and I would not have felt guilty about it at all. because, you do got to be sharp. You got to be awake. And, bro, when they started coming back, and I almost thought to myself, this is worse. This is worse. Because now I'm going to come in tomorrow, and Ben's going to be like, yeah, did you see the fight, though? We did we lost 9-3, but we did fight.
And that's what I was talking about in our last segment. I'm like, yes. They showed fight. They came back. They scored 9 unanswered. They also gave up 8 unanswered. Like, that's part of the story as well.
No doubt.
But for me, dude, like, yeah, I watched, I was watching more of the basketball game because it was 4-0 real fast in that game.
Very fast.
All right, second half's about to start. So I flipped over to the basketball, watched until that one became a laugher. And then it was 8-0. I said, nah, I'm going to bed. I think my buddy was at the game. He texted me, I think, after Crony's home run, 8-2. I'm like, fantastic.
Yeah, great.
Had already rolled over, plugged in the phone, was going to sleep. I think my wife was still awake and, like, woke me up when I was half asleep. She goes, it's 8-7, but I don't even remember that.
So when did you find out that they won? Not until the morning?
Yeah,
not until you got up in the morning.
3:40 a.m.
Was it the text? What was the first indication?
You don't know anything about the focus modes on your iPhones, I'm sure.
I've never heard of it.
I have set up my focus so that I am on do not disturb until my alarm goes off. And then all of my notifications kind of populate all at once. So I was kind of going through the push notifications. And I think it was an ESPN or MLB app or whatever, just said Padres win 9-8. Watch Fernando Tatis Jr. go ahead home run. I was like, oh, sweet.
Good. I mean, it's cool. Definitely better than the alternative of waking up and, yeah, that one really got out of hand after I went to sleep. Yeah. So, again, I have issued, not that I have the authority to do so, but full forgiveness for anyone who turned it off.
Left the game?
Who tweeted something mean, who streamed out of Petco Park in the fifth inning yesterday.
I had a couple friends do that.
Yeah, I saw a lot of those stories.
If I was there last night, 4 was going to be that. When it was 4-0, that was it. I was out. I'm going home, and I'm like, I'm not going to sit here and rot because we got a show to do. I'm going home.
Second inning. 4-0. Yeah. 4-0 in the second. You're like, all right, well.
All right, Bo. You ready? That's it. All right, yes, we can go to Gallagher Square. Yes, we'll find the brick. Yes, you can play on the playground. But then we're getting the hell out of here. And that's exactly what I would have done. I don't blame anybody. I left the friggin' playoff game that we came back and won. So I'm not going to bust anybody's chops about anything ever. You do what you got to do for your mentals. And I was a fingernail's width away from just going, you know what, F this. Yeah, I'm so glad I didn't. I loved watching that so much.
I got a very sympathetic text from my mom at 8-0.
Sweet angel.
Because she knows going to be a tough show when you have to talk about a game like that. And I go, yeah, we'll get through it. Not my favorite kind of show when the Padres get routed, of course, but we'll make it through to the next day. And then about 30 minutes after the game, I saw she calling. And she had just found out, because they stopped watching, too.
They did.
They didn't know until after the game. Someone texted her, come back. And she goes, come back. And she said, I looked on my phone and screamed. And, Dad, well, they won. They won.
We got the annual text from my buddy Dan Brozo last night. How dare you get me into this effing sport? 8:03 p.m., I believe. 8:03 p.m., how dare you get me into this effing sport? I guess he blames me for getting him into Padres baseball. And then a couple hours later, of course, I get the, how dare you take so long to get me into this effing sport? It was such a roller coaster last night for this team. It was awesome. It was so awesome.
All right, we're going to come back and we will hear the highlights.
Yeah, finally. I need them all, man. I want to hear the Cubs, what they sounded like. I want to hear all of it.
Let's see, what
Korea,
do we have?
What they sounded like.
The home run. Tatis home run. We have, of course, Jesse Agler.
Yep.
We have Don Russillo.
Yep.
We have John Bugshambi.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
And we have the Korean call.
Ah. Just behind the scenes, we actually had reached out to Boog to come on today.
He may still come on today or tomorrow. He texted me over on Sunday and he's willing to come on.
He's not going to want to come on after that one.
Well,
I wouldn't either.
He might, but I wouldn't, knowing, you know, us.
Yeah, me neither.
This wouldn't be a fun day to come on and
when we answer, we just go, ha, 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 nanny, nanny, boo, boo.
Boog is a pro, and
he's the best.
He may actually still come on. So we know we'll have Jesse Agler at 8:35, but we'll hear his calls and more. And your calls as well. If you want to share your story, did you stick around? Did you leave early? What was your story? 833-288-0973. All when we come back on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam. As I said yesterday on the show, thought last night's game was going to be an important one to set the tone for an important week early in the season for the Padres. If you'll remember, Padres went into last night's game, 2 games under .500 at 5-7. Have 3 against the Cubs, who just took 2 or 3 from the Dodgers and are playing really well. And you could see why early in the game. They put together good at-bats. They do not swing at bad pitches very often. They were putting balls in play. They were working Yu Darvish hard. And the Cubs were playing well. And then you got to go to L.A. for 3 against the Dodgers. It just felt like, and still does, like a dangerous week early in the season. You don't want to dig yourself an early hole. So when you've got your ace against Javier Assad, a good young pitcher from Tijuana.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How was he getting outs last night? I watched his stuff. It does not look spectacular. And they're showing his numbers and they're talking about, you know, they're talking about how he pitches. And I'm watching it going, I don't get it. I've seen guys with much better stuff and better location, you know, struggle. Maybe it was the Padres. The Padres bats early. I don't know, but
maybe. But
this
has
happened.
The Cronenworth home run in the sixth was the first run he had given up all season. The first two runs he had given up all season in his two starts, and he had a 3 ERA last year.
That's what I'm saying. Solid. It's like he's crafty. Must be very, very crafty. Tough to pick up or something because the stuff certainly doesn't overpower you. And he looked fantastic. For him. That's a guaranteed dub, dude. You feel like you walked off. He absolutely did his job last night, and you feel like you got that one in the bank. No, bullpen imploded. You know, the bummer for me, Benny, early in the game is when you heard about and remembered Cubs had a getaway day, sat through a 3-hour rain delay, got in at 3:00 in the morning. You're like, oh, these guys are going to be gassed. No, I mean they came out firing, and did that catch up to them later in the night? I don't know, maybe, or did their bullpen just beyond maybe that was the case, maybe a confluence of all those things. But that was one, if you're the Padres and as a Padres fan, you're watching going, you can't lose. These guys just got here 3:00 in the morning. They got to be gassed.
But, the vibes of a win like that are certainly something good, and hopefully they'll carry over for the Padres. But the actual win, I thought, was important. Coming from behind and actually winning that game to start this week and having now two chances to win the series against the Cubs before you go to L.A., try to have a winning week or at least a 3-3 week. You take that, I said yesterday, and I think the Padres still would, but you get that first one, you feel better about the rest of this week.
Well, you get that first one in that manner, and that just, you're right. You said it earlier. There was a bit of a cloud hanging over it, and we said it yesterday. We pounded it that they didn't have any clutch in them. It just feels like they're allergic to success sometimes. They don't fight. They put together bad ABs. They did all of those things for half of the game. I mean, you could not have seen a worse six innings from your baseball club. And then for whatever reason, I again turn to Jake Cronenworth and his at bat. Bro, if you're watching that and you're on the bench, you're on deck, you're in the hole, you go, oh, so he's working. I gotta work. Right? I gotta grind. Because Jakey's up there. He's not giving up down 8-0. I can't say enough good things about that AB. That was textbook.
Well, you're gonna hear it as part of our Padres wrap up. We will get right to it and all the calls from last night's Come From Behind win after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah!
Yeah! It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage!
3-2 again. Darvish delivers. Hap swings, lines it into right field, and a base hit. Horner has scored. Talkman is on his way. He will score. Amaya held at third. A two-run single for Ian Hap, and the Cubs lead it 2-0. Everybody ready? Runners lead at all three stations. 0-2 to Bellinger. Darvish delivers, and a line drive past Cronenworth into right field, base hit. Amaya has scored. Hap is on his way. The throw and the tag, not in time. Bellinger ends up at second on the throw. Two more runs, and the Cubs lead it 4-0 against a tiring Yu Darvish here in the second. Runners lead it first and second. Pitch to Morel, hit on the ground sharply. Fair at third, off the glove of Wade, who dove after it. It ends up down the line in foul territory. Hap has scored. Suzuki stops at third, and Morel ends up at second with the Cubs now in front 6-0. First pitch to the right-hand hitter, hit in the air to deep right field. Tatis back towards the porch, leaps up, can't make the catch, hits off the top of the wall, rolls all the way out to right center. Both runs score easily. Swanson just jogging into third with a triple. Cubs lead it 8-0, and now the question becomes, how is Fernando? He hit the wall really, really hard out in right field. Not running. And
ooh, he's fine,
in the air to deep right field, a no-doubter for Jake. Second deck, no, but a long home run. A two-run shot, and the Padres are on the board here in the sixth. Jake's first of the year, and what an at-bat against Assad.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Cronenworth hit a two-run homer to end Assad's night. Now Quas As two guys on, as Kim swings at the first pitch, lines it into right in a base hit. Manny comes in to score. It's misplayed by Talkman in right. That's going to allow Profar to come in and score. Kim is on his way to third. The throw, not in time. Hello, 8-4. Kim at third, nobody out. Here's the 2-1. Camposano, a little looper over the mound, fielded by Horner. Only plays to first in time. Kim comes in to score, and it's 8-5. Here's the pitch. Bogart hits it in the air to deep left. Happ goes back. He's going to look. It's going to go! Two-run home run, Xander Bogaerts. His first of the year, and it's a one-run game in the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Fernando hits it in the air to deep left. Happ is back at the wall. Gonna go! Two-run homer, and the Padres lead it 9-8. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. Another fastball as Suarez closes it out 1-2-3, and the Padres complete a historic comeback 9-8 over the Cubs.
Not one guy, when that score was 8-0, was they actually came together more, started talking more, and started to say, okay, how are we going to figure this out? And, man, really impressive and proud of the club.
Mike Schilt, very pleased
with
his fight.
You guys buy that?
That the team actually came together more.
I believe that he believes that.
Did they say, do you believe that Toddy was like, no, we're going to keep fighting?
They never doubted. They had faith for the faithful.
How?
Sometimes you just pretend.
You fake it.
You just fake it.
No, we'll be all right. Sometimes we have those shows where I'm like, we're going to be fine. And then inside, I'm screaming internally.
I don't know. These guys are obviously built different than any of us.
Yeah.
Anybody listening? But for me, I'm thinking probably 8-4 is when I'm like, oh, got ourselves a ball game.
Bro, the four hits on four consecutive pitches. Ben had a great tweet. This game just became a game in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, went from not a game to a game in lightning speed.
I think you're full of crap if you're like, oh, no, 8-0. I was been locked in.
I couldn't. And what I was seeing is what was leading me to that point of no return of not believing and losing my faith, because again, just not competitive. They just didn't look competitive at all. And when Jake went up and competed, when he went up and competed his ass off, that's when I said, and listen, it's only 8-2 at that point. You still got to overcome six runs, and they got good arms down in the Cubs bullpen. And I thought, oh, that's cool. I had seen a stat, like an expected stat. No one has caught more barrels lately than Jake Cronenworth. He was like the next pick to hit a home run because his swings have been so good. He's been catching so many barrels and been hitting it so hard. The law of averages says you're going to get one at some point. And sure enough, he did. And he's worked his tail off, man. I'm very, very happy for him and want to see him continue to have this kind of season because we need it from him. But the Xander home run is what got me. When Xander hit that bomb, I said, we can win this game. What I didn't want to happen and what I really feared was going to happen was to get oh so close and even, Ben, to take the lead and Suarez come out and try to nibble and hit a guy and then the thing just spirals. But when he came out, like I said, unzipped it and said, here's 14 heaters. Do your worst. Was so impressive and dominant from him last night.
Loved hearing Jesse and Tony call the comeback, but to be fair, because I've given Jesse a lot of praise yesterday, Don's call of Fernando's home run on TV, I thought was one of his his real greats. Paulie, do we have a little Don Orsillo Padres.tv?
Sure do.
Of the Fernando Tatis Jr. home run in the eighth.
It,
so good. So good.
I channel so much Don when I'm on the mic doing PA. It's really like it's who I channel the most is Don Orsillo.
And how about the discipline of Mud to not say anything?
Not say a word.
All.
I will say this too. When they got down 8-0, I started listening to Mud and Don. They were dying. I mean, they were struggling at that point. You know, it was pretty early, and you know they're looking at each other going, we got to fill, this is a nightmare, right? And I thought they did such a good job. And I even thought when Crony hit the homer, Don probably gave it a little too much, right? Like that down 8-2, he still was like super.
He gave it a lot. He gave it a lot. It was a great at bat.
It was a great at bat. No question about it. And I was like, all right, settle down, Don. This is 8-2. I mean, that guy knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing. It was very, very special. Can't wait to talk to Jesse later on today. Find out how it was.
In the chat says, listen to the Cubs TV this morning. They were very sad. Kept doing the percent to win thing.
What was it, by
the way?
Well,
it was from what I saw, and Sarah Langs did her on the chances to win graph. I saw 99.2% after the fifth inning when it was 8-0. Cubs had a 99.2% chance of winning that game. Padres were at 0.8%. And they came back to win. So as you can imagine,
0.8%.
I doubt
99.2 is the highest it got. I think
I doubt that the Cubs broadcasters were quite as enthusiastic. But let's hear. Do we have Boog's sure. actual call here? Ooh.
Left field, hat going back near the wall, and it's gone. And Tatis has given the Padres the lead. It's 9-8.
Got all the facts in.
Yeah.
He covered the facts and the facts only,
he
ma'am.
He did not lie.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah. Tatis is
0.8%.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah. That's fantastic.
We got to play the last one.
Right? I needed that.
Yeah, let's hear how it sounded for the people who were listening overseas Korea.
Come on.
The color commentator like almost sounds like he's having a religious experience. I don't know Korean. I want to know what shuposta means when he's going like.
I love that.
It's almost as though he's having like an out of body experience.
Save. There's 15 in there.
But if you really like.
Bro, who's a bigger Padres fan than those guys?
None.
I used to go see games at Lane Field. Yeah, have you heard the Korean guys call the game? Listen, you got nothing on you.
From the beginning again, you hear the bat crack and they just lose it. Like, nobody in this room even had that kind of reaction.
Please set up a feed so that I can go do games. Like I would do that.
Studio!
Like the alternate feed, the alt feed of me, and they're just screaming.
I want a webcam on those guys constantly now. I don't know where they are. Constantly. Are they in Korea and watching it on a monitor? I have no idea.
They love, Baseball Nick just said in the chat, they love their jobs. Yes. You cannot fake that enthusiasm. You just can't fake it. It's fantastic, man.
But oh my God. Perhaps the most memorable soundbite from the entire night is not any of the calls, not Jesse, Don, Boog, or the Korean guys, but it comes from Sam Levitt's post-game interview on 97.3 The Fan with Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, usually they get him on TV, but instead it was during the radio interview with Sammy. That who was it in the background there?
It's Manny, and is that Sugar?
It might be. That have the Gatorade bucket, ice cold water, I believe. And they go after, and they get both Tatis and Sammy gets a pretty good dousing of water as well. Here's what it sounded like last night here on 97.3 The Fan.
Who's the high pitch?
The water cooler.
Bert just dumped over both of us. That's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, it's incredible. I need more of this.
Goody end tonight, and you'll get another one, I promise you.
The sound that Fernando makes, though, is...
It's cold. I wouldn't like that very
much. I mean, he did not dodge it at all. He didn't see it coming, either. You know how sometimes they kind of sense and they start running away? He got caught off guard. I don't know why. He should have been expecting that one, but Sammy kind of saw it. As I said yesterday on the show, thought last night's game was going to be an important one to set the tone for an important week early in the season for the Padres. If you'll remember, Padres went into last night's game two games under 500 at 5-7, have three against the Cubs, who just took two or three from the Dodgers and are playing really well. And you could see why early in the game. They put together good at-bats. They do not swing at bad pitches very often. They were putting balls in play. They were working Yu Darvish hard. And the Cubs were playing well. And then you got to go to L.A. for three against the Dodgers. It just felt like, and still does, like a dangerous week early in the season. You don't want to dig yourself an early hole. So when you've got your ace against Javier Assad, a good young pitcher from Tijuana.
I have a question.
Yeah.
How was he getting outs last night? I watched his stuff. It does not look spectacular. And they're showing his numbers and they're talking about, you know, they're talking about how he pitches. And I'm watching it going, I don't get it. I've seen guys with much better stuff and better location, you know, struggle. Maybe it was the Padres. The Padres bats early. I don't know, but
maybe. But
this has happened.
The Cronenworth home run in the sixth was the first run he had given up all season. The first two runs he had given up all season in his two starts, and he had a 3 ERA.
I know.
Last year.
That's what I'm saying.
Solid.
It's like it's crafty. Must be very, very crafty. Tough to pick up or something because the stuff certainly doesn't overpower you, and he looked fantastic. For him. You, that's a guaranteed dub, dude. You feel like you walked off. He absolutely did his job last night, and you feel like you got that one in the bank. No, bullpen imploded. You know, the bummer for me, Benny, early in the game is when you heard about and remembered Cubs had a getaway day, sat through a 3-hour rain delay, got in at 3:00 in the morning. You're like, oh, these guys are going to be gassed. No, I mean they came out firing, and did that catch up to them later in the night? I don't know, maybe, or did their bullpen just beyond maybe that was the case, maybe a confluence of all those things. But that was one, if you're the Padres and as a Padres fan, you're watching going, you can't look, these guys just got here 3:00 in the morning. They got to be gassed.
But the, you know, the vibes of a win like that are certainly something good, and hopefully they'll carry over for the Padres. But the actual win, I thought, was important. Coming from behind and actually winning that game to start this week and having now two chances to win the series against the Cubs before you go to L.A., you know, try to have a winning week or at least a 3-3 week. You know, you take that, I said yesterday, and I think the Padres still would, but you get that first one, you feel better about the rest of this week.
Well, you get that first one in that manner, and that just, you're right. You said it earlier. There was a bit of a cloud hanging over it, and we said it yesterday. We pounded it that they didn't have any clutch in them. It just feels like they're allergic to success sometimes. They don't fight. They put together bad ABs. They did all of those things for half of the game. I mean, you could not have seen a worse six innings from your baseball club. And then for whatever reason, I again turn to Jake Cronenworth and his at bat. Bro, if you're watching that and you're on the bench, you're on deck, you're in the hole, you go, oh, so he's working. I gotta work. Right? I gotta grind. Because Jakey's up there. He's not giving up down 8-0. I can't say enough good things about that AB. That was textbook.
Well, you're gonna hear it, as part of our Padres wrap up. We will get right to it and all the calls from last night's Come From Behind win after this check of traffic on 97.3 The Fan.
I love winning, man. Love winning. You hear what I'm saying? It's like better than losing.
Oh my God, I'm so stiff.
Miss any of the Padres win yesterday? Ben and Woods didn't.
What up, crew?
We've got you covered with all of the highlights.
I like it when the Padres win.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
It's the Padres Wrap-Up, presented by Hamul Casino. With thrilling slots and tables and all the best rewards, Hamul Casino has all the fun you're looking for. Hamul Casino, fun above all else.
Yeah!
Give me a do damage.
Do damage.
3-2 again. Darvish delivers, Hap swings, lines it into right field and a base hit. Horner has scored. Talkman is on his way. He will score. Amaya held at third. A two-run single for Ian Hap, and the Cubs lead it 2-0. Everybody ready? Runners lead at all three stations. 0-2 to Bellinger. Darvish delivers, and a line drive past Cronenworth into right field, base hit. Amaya has scored. Hap is on his way. The throw and the tag, not in time. Bellinger ends up at second on the throw. Two more runs, and the Cubs lead it 4-0 against a tiring Yu Darvish here in the second. Runners lead it first and second. Pitch to Morel, hit on the ground sharply. Fair at third, off the glove of Wade, who dove after it. It ends up down the line in foul territory. Hap has scored. Suzuki stops at third, and Morel ends up at second with the Cubs now in front 6-0. First pitch to the right-hand hitter, hit in the air to deep right field. Tatis back towards the porch, leaps up, can't make the catch, hits off the top of the wall, rolls all the way out to right center. Both runs score easily. Swanson just jogging into third with a triple. Cubs lead it 8-0, and now the question becomes, how is Fernando? He hit the wall really, really hard out in right field. Not running. And a pitch in the air to deep right field, a no-doubter for Jake. Second deck, no, but a long home run. A two-run shot, and the Padres are on the board here in the sixth. Jake's first of the year, and what an at-bat against Assad.
If at first you don't succeed, try again.
Cronenworth hit a two-run homer to end Assad's night. Now Quas has two guys on as Kim swings at the first pitch, lines it into right in a base hit. Manny comes in to score. It's misplayed by Talkman in right. That's going to allow Profar to come in and score. Kim is on his way to third. The throw, not in time. Hello, 8-4. Kim at third, nobody out. Here's the 2-1. Campusano, a little looper over the mound, fielded by Horner. Only plays to first in time. Kim comes in to score, and it's 8-5. Here's the pitch. Bogaerts hits it in the air to deep left. Hap goes back. He's going to look. It's going to go! Two-run home run, Xander Bogaerts. His first of the year, and it's a one-run game in the sixth. Here's the 1-0. Fernando hits it in the air to deep left. Hap is back at the wall. Gonna go! Two-run homer! And the Padres lead it 9-8. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss! Another fastball as Suarez closes it out 1-2-3. And the Padres complete a historic comeback 9-8 over the Cubs.
Not one guy, when that score was 8-0, was they actually came together more, started talking more, and started to say, okay, how are we going to figure this out? And, man, really impressive and proud of the club.
Mike Schilt, very pleased with his fight.
You buy that?
That the team actually came together more.
I believe that he believes that.
Did they say, do you believe that Toddy was like, no, we're gonna keep fighting?
They never doubted. They had faith for the faithful.
How?
Sometimes you just pretend.
You fake it.
You just fake it.
And we'll be all right. Sometimes we have those shows where I'm like, we're going to be fine. And then inside, I'm screaming internally.
I don't know. These guys are obviously built different than any of us.
Yeah.
Anybody listening? But for me, I'm thinking probably 8-4 is when I'm like, oh, got ourselves a ball game.
Bro, the four hits on four consecutive pitches. Ben had a great tweet. This game just became a game in a matter of seconds.
Yeah, went from a game to a game in lightning speed.
I think you're full of crap if you're like, oh, no, 8-0. I was been locked in.
I couldn't. No. And what I was seeing is what was leading me to that point of no return of not believing and losing my faith, because again, just not competitive. They just didn't look competitive at all. And when Jake went up and competed, his ass off, that's when I said, and listen, it's only 8-2 at that point. You still got to overcome six runs, and they got good arms down in the Cubs bullpen. And I thought, oh, that's cool. I had seen a stat like an expected stat. No one has caught more barrels lately than Jake Cronenworth. He was like the next pick to hit a home run because his swings have been so good. He's been catching so many barrels and been hitting it so hard. The law of averages says you're going to get one at some point, and sure enough, he did, and he's worked his tail off, man. I'm very, very happy for him and want to see him continue to have this kind of season because we need it from him, but the Xander home run is what got me. When Xander hit that bomb, I said, we can win this game. What I didn't want to happen and what I really feared was going to happen was to get oh so close and even, Ben, to take the lead and Suarez come out and try to nibble and hit a guy and then the thing just spirals. But when he came out, like I said, unzipped it and said, here's 14 heaters. Do your worst. Was so impressive and dominant from him last night.
Loved hearing Jesse and Tony call the comeback, but to be fair, because I've given Jesse a lot of praise yesterday, Don's call of Fernando's home run on TV, I thought was one of his his real greats. Paulie, do we have a little Don Orsillo Padres.tv?
Sure do.
Of the Fernando Tatis Jr. home run in the eighth.
I loved it. I channel so much Don when I'm on the mic doing PA. It's really like, it's who I channel the most is Don Orsillo.
And how about the discipline of Mud to not say anything at all?
I will say this, too. When they got down 8-0, I started listening to Mud and Don. They were dying. I mean, they were struggling. At that point, you know, it was pretty early. And you know they're looking at each other going, this is a nightmare, right? And I thought they did such a good job. And I even thought when Crony hit the homer, Don probably gave it a little too much, right? Like that down 8-2, he still was like super.
He gave it a lot. He gave it a lot. It was a great at bat.
It was a great at bat. No question about it. And I was like, all right, settle down, Don. This is 8-2. I mean, that guy knows what he's doing. It was very, very special. Can't wait to talk to Jesse later on today. Find out how it was.
In the chat says, listen to the Cubs TV this morning. They were very sad. Kept doing the percent to win thing.
What was it, by the way?
Well, it was from what I saw, and Sarah Langs did her on the chances to win graph. I saw 99.2% after the fifth inning when it was 8-0. Cubs had a 99.2% chance of winning that game. Padres were at 0.8%. And they came back to win. So as you can imagine,
0.8%.
I doubt
99.2 is the highest it got, I think.
I doubt that the Cubs broadcasters were quite as enthusiastic. But let's hear. Do we have Boog's sure. actual call here? Ooh.
Left field, hat going back near the wall, and it's gone. And Tatis has given the Padres the lead. It's 9-8.
Got all the facts in.
Yeah.
He covered the facts and the facts only,
he
ma'am.
He did not lie.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Yeah. Tatis is
0.8%.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah. That's fantastic.
We gotta play the last one.
Right? I needed that.
Yeah,
needed
let's air. So let's hear how it sounded for the people who were listening overseas in Korea.
Come on. Superstar입니다. 시즌 4호 홈런과 함께 그날의 기억을 다시 떠올리게 하는 샌디에고의 경기력입니다. 와, 이런 경기가 있나요?
말이 나오지 않습니다. 네. 와, 오늘 이 경기. 와.
8-0에서 시작했어요, 오늘.
사실은 어제 패배가 정말 안 좋게 졌잖아요.
네.
와.
The color commentator like almost sounds like he's having a religious experience. I don't know Korean. I want to know what Shuposta means when he's going like,
I love that.
It's almost as though he's having like an out of body experience.
Say there's 15 in there.
Yes. But if you really like,
bro, who's a bigger Padres fan than those guys? Like nobody.
None.
I used to go see games at Lane Field. Yeah, have you heard the Korean guys call the game? Listen, you got nothing on you.
From the beginning again, yeah. You hear the bat crack and they just lose it. Like, nobody in this room even had that kind of reaction.
Please set up a feed so that I can go do games. Like I would do that.
Studio!
Like the alternate feed, the alt feed of me, and they're just
I want a webcam on those guys constantly now. Yeah. I don't know where they are. Constantly. Are they in Korea and watching it on a monitor? I have no idea.
They love, Baseball Nick just said in the chat, they love their jobs. Yes. That is, you cannot fake that enthusiasm. You just can't fake it. It's fantastic, man.
But
oh, my God.
Perhaps the most memorable soundbite from the entire night is not any of the calls, not Jesse, Don, Boog, or the Korean guys, but it comes from Sam Levitt's post-game interview on 97.3 The Fan with Fernando Tatis Jr. Now, usually they get him on TV, but instead it was during the radio interview with Sammy that, who was it in the background there?
It's Manny and is that Sugar?
It might be that have the Gatorade bucket, ice cold water, I believe, and they go after and they get both Tatis and Sammy gets a pretty good dousing of water as well. Here's what it sounded like last night here on 97.3 The Fan.
Who's the high pitch?
The water cooler just dumped over both of us. That's got to feel pretty good.
Oh, it feels amazing. Oh, my God. Oh, it's incredible. I need more of this.
Do the end tonight, and you'll get another one, I promise you.
The sound that Fernando makes, though, is...
It's cold. I wouldn't like that very
much. He did not dodge it at all. He didn't see it coming, either. You know how sometimes they kind of sense and they start... running away. He got caught off guard. I don't know why. He should have been expecting that one, but Sammy kind of saw it coming because he was facing the other direction, but he didn't even be able to clear out completely. And that was a great moment. Yeah.
It was amazing, man.
Kez says Tatis yells like he's getting stabbed.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Probably feels like. So
that was awesome.
That was a great night last night.
Great night last night.
For Sammy too, that moment.
Like, yeah, getting to be down there.
You gotta like, you're getting that screen. You got to take a screenshot of, like, as the water's coming out of the bucket, Fernando and you are both there. Oh. You got to get that framed.
Oh, it's Sammy. It's going to be going viral on TikTok, sure. He'll turn it into some sort of moment that reaches 87 million people worldwide by the end of the day today. It's Sammy. We know that it will be handled properly by Sam Levitt going forward.
God, that was so fun. So much fun. Let's do it again tonight. How about that?
That would be good. Phenomenal. You know, and tonight, I like that Joe Musgrove's on the mound tonight.
Say that. Yep.
Thank you.
Feels like the right guy to come back after a game like that, the way he, you know, prepares and his intensity. Because there can be a letdown after a good win like that as well. It's not always, oh, well, now we're rolling. It can be. That was very emotional, and we're spent, and do we have anything left? And I trust that Joe Musgrove, you know, he doesn't always throw a perfect game, but he's going to go out, and he'll be prepared. He'll be intense. He'll be ready to go. The right emotional leader for tonight's game.
Anniversary of his no-hitter, by the way.
And the anniversary of Joe's no-no, yes. April 9th. 2021, 3 years ago today.
I love it.
All right, we'll come back. Hour number two of Ben and Woods. I want to get to some of your phone calls. I do want to talk briefly about the national championship game last night as well. Take on Woods is ahead. Don't go away. San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.